The EC will from tomorrow begin the process of voter transfer throughout the country. Interested Ghanaians are to apply through the district offices with voter ID cards, with physical presence of applicants for their transfer to be effected. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Communications of the EC, Eric Japasu, said the exercise is taking place at all district offices throughout the country. He spoke to George Ankra.
Transfer is for people who are registered in one constituency, but they are relocated from that constituency to another and would wish to vote in the new constituencies where they are currently residing in this election and beyond. We are beginning the exercise tomorrow, 9th of September, up to Friday, the 7th of October. So the requirements are that you should be a registered voter with a valid ID card. You should be resident in your new constituency for a period of not less than 12 months. You have evidence of physical residence and then a residential address. So if you meet all these qualifications, you only go to our district office in the constituency where you are residing now and where you want to vote. You go there with your ID card, you fill a form of application for the transfer of vote, then the process begins. You will be taken through the biometric verification to establish your details as a registered voter, and if you are successful, you'll be assigned to a polling station in your new constituency and you'll be issued with a new ID card.
Well, how about those who are living outside Ghana?
Same procedure applies. It means you have to come down.
Is it different from those who are going to do proxy?
Yeah, this is completely different from proxy.
Mr. Japasu also touched on voting by proxy and transfer of votes.
Proxy is where you will not be in your constituency on election day. You have traveled or you are indisposed, you are incapacitated and will not be able to go to the polling station on election day. You would have to apply for a proxy. You have to get someone, you authorize the person and the person will vote for you come election day. That is the proxy procedure. So with proxy, now we started on the 17th of August and it is ending on the 26th of September. With proxy, either the applicant himself, that is the who wants to appoint someone as a proxy, or the proxy may come to our office, the district offices where your polling station is, and then pick a form of application for proxy votes. The form is in quadruplicates, and when you pick the form, both applicant and proxy will fill the form and provide the necessary details in terms of their name, their residential address, their polling station code, voter ID card number. They will sign the form, but before the process begins, both the applicant and the proxy must be present physically in our district offices where you want to vote. So you go to our district office and then both applicant and proxy would have to authenticate on the biometric verification devices in the office to establish their identity as registered voters who are in that constituency and polling station for that matter before the process continues. Now, if the proxy application is accepted, the name of the applicant is removed from the register and then put on a proxy list to together with his barcode and his picture. Then on that proxy list also we have the picture and the names and the details of the proxy. Now the form that is in quadruplicate, the applicant keeps one, the proxy keeps one, and the returning officer of the constituency has one, and the commission also has one. Now this proxy list will be made available to all the political parties and then the candidates contesting the election in that constituency. So come election day, the proxy will go to the polling station and then exercise his franchise. After he has voted, he comes back to that same desk or table, then they bring out the proxy list where we have the picture, the barcode and the details of the applicant and then the picture and the name of the proxy. So the sensor of the verification device is used to scan the details of the applicant. This will pop up on the device for everybody to see. Then the proxy with the copy of the proxy certificate will now be allowed to go and vote for the proxy.
Now, how long will the process of this transfer of votes take? You have up to 7th October. And is it taking place throughout the country?
It is taking place at all our district offices, both proxy and then the transfers. You have to go to the district offices of the Electoral Commission where the voters management software, that's the device for processing the applications, is installed.
According to him, the EC is collaborating with the police, civil society organizations and security agencies to handle flashpoints on election day.
when it comes to the issue of election security, that is essentially the preserve of the Ghana Police Service. So with regards to flashpoints, the collaboration is between the Electoral Commission and then the security apparatus. Now, we identified these flashpoints from earlier experiences, previous experiences when it comes to elections. Then district officers on the ground are also made to identify areas which are potential flashpoints, taken from experiences, recent election activities, registration, and then the exhibition. Beyond this, the police, the security services also have a large number of areas which are flashpoints. They are flashpoints not necessarily because of elections. Some have issues which make those areas conflict prone and therefore pose security threat to the election. It could be religious, it could be ethnic, it could be land disputes or school of kin problems in the area where elections provide opportunity and at times the cause for some of these things to rear their ugly heads. So in collaboration with the security, depending on the nature of the threat, they deploy personnel to all these flashpoints. In some areas, it could be just one policeman. In some areas, it could be 2, 3, 4, 5 policemen. And in some areas, even having deployed the policemen, you still need a detachment of the military to be on the standby.